Take the ultimate countdown. Oh. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Turning Tricks with Tom and Tash. Morning, Tash.
Morning, Tom.
I've nearly said morning, Tom, to Good myself. Morning, Tom. Yeah. Good morning. We're doing a pre-record.
Yeah. Pre-record. I was like, no, we're making up for the last record.
A pre-record and a re-record.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're pre-recording on Friday to be released on Monday.
Yes.
Of the last pod from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's like a Jurassic Park, the last pod.
The last pod, yeah. The one that will be found in 1,000 years
Over
by the aliens.
Babbling Brook.
I love a good babbling brook. The sun is shining into my eyes here. It's amazing.
It's a gorgeous morning in Galway.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm finally wearing my shorts again after
like
wearing them yesterday
shorts.
In the rain.
Me. You like
shorts. Very short shorts. Otis likes to grace my legs. That's what he does.
He does.
That's how he rolls.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's down in the coffee shop this morning.
With their babysitting.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Tony's daycare.
Yeah. It's nice. He's down there. He's going to poo and pee everywhere.
Outside.
He'll be thrown into the door now in a minute.
Yeah.
Dan will be running up going, no, we're done with him.
Scratch all my legs.
Yeah.
Have him back there.
He ate me. So, how are you?
I'm great. I'm getting my hair done today. I'm very
oh,
excited.
Yes.
Hair company.
Nice. Where we're situated now.
We're getting some blonde because I'm going to be a whore.
Yes. A blonde, sober whore.
Yes, which is not really that whore.
No, no, no.
I'm
going to
be a whore in my front room.
Nice. Well done, Pride.
I'm loving it. Getting a bit of blonde back. We're happy.
Yes, I'll be bleaching my hair as well. So
we could be like bras.
Yeah. Already, yes. Oh, there's the phone. We'll let it ring away. If you're ringing in now, we'll ring you back.
We're busy.
We're good like that. So,
how's your week been, love?
Week's been good. Nice and busy. Doing a lot of bits. We've got a advertisement coming out in the Galway Advertiser.
That's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words. Well, it was 250 words.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's coming out next week. So watch out in the Advertiser.
Galway. Yeah.
There's a big Lisbon section going on. So we said we threw ourselves in there.
That's
yeah.
Nice, because do you know what? It's all happening.
It really is.
Lisbon.
Yeah.
As we were discussing on Monday.
Yeah.
All we need is a pub and a post office.
And we're on the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing our night.
She beans.
The she beans. We just need is a horse box. That's all we need.
That's all we need. Exactly. Yeah, we had a good time on Monday with the Sock Society. Irish Sock Society.
They are two awesome ladies.
They really are.
I
yeah.
had such a good time on Monday.
It was lovely.
Yeah, and they're in Lisbon too.
They are, yeah. So lovely office down there.
We're making our way around all the businesses.
We are, okay. yeah. Why not, like? Yeah, we're with Apollo next week. Oh yeah, I'll have a slurp. Yeah.
We're with Apollo next week, and if you follow us on social media, you would have seen our cryotherapy.
Ice baby.
It was definitely ice baby.
It was, wasn't it?
Fantastic.
I really did too. You went in first. You got all the nerves.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was.
No, that's
get.
It.
And
yeah.
Then Logic, who works in Apollo, was like, "Just look at me, just breathe, it'll be fine." I was like, "What is gonna happen? Oh my God, why do I have to look at you? Are you dizzy?" No,
feeling okay, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Look at
Breathe.
Me, look at me.
Like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. He sent me to space.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
My ass was super cold and my nipples could cut glass. But I did feel epic after it. I'm definitely gonna hit up a couple more sessions.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
We need to do the old float.
Yes. They all float down here.
Yeah.
Okay, really I won't be able to get in. I can't get in there anyway because I die.
George.
No, he will be floating up.
Like, popcorn? Pop.
No. We can stand up and look at things. Nothing fell off anyway in the cryo, so we're fine. Let's take out my nipples.
Do you know, that is so funny. When you got your nipples done for our first podcast, I had a bet with you that I'm not allowed to changed my hair back.
Yes.
Your nipples were healed. And we took those piercings out and put them back in. So I'm going to be blonde again, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait. I didn't get to press the button.
We have buttons.
Yeah.
We need someone here to press the button.
I'm scared.
We're very scared. So we're going to be blonde. We got frozen. We did the socks. It was a pretty good week.
It was a very good week. Busy week at work as well.
Extremely busy. I think a bit of sun. Everyone's got the lip on. They're drinking. They're out. They're meeting their friends.
Yeah.
It's really good. We're extremely busy downstairs.
You are, aren't you? Yeah, it's great.
You were tired after a few haircuts yesterday.
I was, yeah. I came down and I said, I did 4 haircuts in 4 hours. And you're like, I did 15. Yeah. It's like, okay, you win.
We just love making all the men of Galway look extremely sharp and sexy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're happy doing it.
We might be back to mask wearing again soon, I think. I had a lot of clients in yesterday wearing masks, so.
Yeah, the cases are getting high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a mask on, mask off. I think mask off. So it's back to the old mask name.
Mask for masks.
And, again, we'll get spotty again.
Oh, yeah. Nice. It'll be changed from the back knee anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But no, they got frozen off.
Oh, yes. I never thought that could have happened, actually. That would have been nice.
All our knobbly bits.
All the knobbly bits.
Bobbly nobblies.
No, I don't remember it.
I like those words. Hobbly,
bobbly, nobbly. Hobbly, bobbly, boo. No. Anyway. What's going on there? There's a noise.
It sounds like a generator.
Lovely. That's all we needed was more more noise.
So, we recorded a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we lost it.
It disappeared. It's on a little SD card.
Area finds an SD card, please return it to us because it's the best pod of all time.
It was very funny.
We would have won awards.
Yeah. Our own awards, but we would have won them.
Yeah.
Checking back cameras here for 2 hours, the girls were afterwards, and you saw me putting it in the headphone case. It just disappeared then. Yeah, but these things happen to me, so I have no control over anything anymore.
No.
No.
You're not allowed.
No. So I'm just silly.
About the 90s.
Oh, we were. Butterfly clips.
Yeah. In the back. Flares. Those jeans soaked up to your knees.
Yeah.
They were a good time. Drinking cans in the field.
Lovely.
That was just me, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s.
I did that as well.
Ireland are having the 90s biggest disco in June, which I purchased tickets for 2 years ago, and the Venga Boys are going to be there, but I'm not going to go to see them.
The Venga Boys are coming.
I'm so excited. I was listening to them on the way home yesterday.
Like, oh, yeah. That's how you get excited then about it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I finally watched Pam and Tommy.
Oh, very good, isn't it? Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would, but I did.
No, it's good. It is a right out throwback. Now, I did feel bad about the fact that Pamela didn't want anything to do with it. And then it's a story about her. And now she has to come out and do a series? No. What does she have to do? She's doing her own, do you know the way all the ones are coming out with their own story? What do you call that?
Documentary.
Jesus Christ, it's very hard to say the words. Oh, Otis is back.
Oh,
did you have fun with him?
All he wanted was Tom.
Oh.
Hi,
Finny. Okay, back. Go down and say hello to
Thanks for
Lulu.
The pinback.
Go down and say hello to Lulu.
Is he okay? He'll be all right.
Nice. Nice little break there in the middle. Oh, just coming in and eating us.
Thanks, Finny.
See you later. He's obsessed with me.
Oh, he just wants his mommy.
And now he's got down to Louise and he's got to eat her face. And that's nice.
Yeah. So keep
Yes, documentary. I'm very bad with words, haven't I?
It's early. You haven't had much.
I know, but what's my excuse of 5 in the evening? Late. Yeah. Yeah, so she's coming out with her own documentary. Now, the story seemed to be quite close from what I remember, but we didn't know what went on privately.
It was when I watched how the they like scrutinized her, it was quite dreadful.
Oh, it was the interview with the lawyer.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Really bad.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Let her off. Yeah. But I've noticed now there's a mad TikTok trend where 90s brows are like a thing now. Do you have like a PAMI filter? So like the thin eyebrows.
No way.
Yeah, so that's coming back. So it's only a matter of time until butterfly clips come back. Tommy Hilfiger. Was it Tommy Girl?
Tommy Girl. Oh yes, Tommy Girl perfume.
That perfume.
And blue eyeshadow.
Blue eyeshadow. And low-rise jeans and high thongs.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
That's back as well.
That's back. Did you see they've brought that back as the thong was connected onto your pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't even have to wear a thong.
You
don't have the joy.
It's like sewn in underwear.
Yeah. Instead of sawing you away. Bringing it up so high.
Like
above the hips.
Fire.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. What are you doing with buttons?
I know, I'm just making sure it was still recorded.
That'd be hilarious.
We'll blame Shane for that.
So you have a few topics you want to throw at me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Amanda Bynes has been released from her conservatorship. Totally Amanda, yeah. So she was under conservatorship by her parents for the last 9 years.
What happened there with Amanda? Did she just kind of go buck wild?
Just buck wild, yeah. But I feel like all those conservatorships came from things that we have done when we were younger.
Yeah, but I think maybe now because it was so highly publicized and everyone has phones and stuff.
Yeah.
We got away with it.
Yeah, that's it. She just had mental health breakdown. Just say it casually like that. And drug addiction.
Okay.
Drug and alcohol addiction. But I think they just went wild.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So I wonder, has her conservatorship ended now because Britney's was so highly publicized?
Yeah.
And then she got out of it.
Yeah, 100%. It was terminated on Tuesday, a hearing in Southern Californian city of Oxnard.
Oxnard.
She's now 35. So she was 26 when she went into conservatorship.
Same age as me.
Yeah.
Totally Amanda.
Yeah. So imagine the last 9 years being stuck at home like.
Jesus.
You would have been screwed.
Yeah.
You would have been a different person.
You would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would probably be the way I am now, sober.
Yeah. Sober. Or highly drunk. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully now she's let out of her house and able to do things, and her parents are no longer in control over her medical care or her finances. I think a lot of it comes down to money.
It is money.
That's what I feel like it is. They've earned so much money,
yeah,
and they have a lot of money. So it's weird the way your parents would take control until you're 35. That seems very extreme.
I suppose if it's a money thing, if she's a money-making machine,
that's it.
You're concerned about her finances. It could be a positive thing that they genuinely care about her and want to mind her finances.
That's it, yeah.
It's like, don't
yeah.
you go spending all that money on crack cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Crack cocaine.
It just, you'd never know. Like,
you never know.
People's intentions when it comes to finances just get a little bit shady.
Exactly. Yeah. It's trust from both sides, and you don't know who to trust.
You don't. Only yourself.
Well, anyway, Bynes said that she is sober now.
Good.
Yeah. And she's studying fashion and design.
Good on her.
And she seems happy out.
Yeah. Well,
when I was talking to her.
10 weeks sober myself, still with my PT.
Yeah.
I do feel great. The hyperness is like off the Richter scale.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, you've experienced it most days.
Yeah. It's nice across the table because you can't get at me. I'm safe.
I'm loving bed at 9:30, up at 4:30. Push.
4:30 in the morning. Will you find that difficult now with the clocks changing?
Yeah, losing hours.
You'd be like 3:30.
Yeah, but not
better 8:30 to be fine.
One day that you're kind of losing.
It is, isn't it?
Right,
yeah. Because you're off Monday and then Tuesday you'd be like a mess.
Yeah. I was just about
excuse me.
Too.
Double burp. I could taste my Rice Krispies.
I can see your babbling brook bubbling.
My babbling brook. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh,
wow. I have a little poll for you there now.
Poll.
Hop on the poll. Poll taken of 5,000 men and women voted which accent to be the sexiest in the world.
Ew, who is it?
So we have French.
Ooh la la.
Irish. How we know. It's the only one I could do. Italian.
A la
and Scottish.
Nips and tatties. Tatties and nips.
They're those little things that come in the fry up or the deep fryer.
Nips and tatties are, it's potatoes and nips is turnip, I think, if I'm correct.
I must find out the name of those. Do you know those little things that they get a bag of? The off.
Chips.
No. Nearly like chips. The batter that comes off when they put stuff in and it comes out in little pieces.
Oh,
they
so
eat
it's
it.
Like just bits of crispy batter.
Yeah. Ooh. I always thought they were tatties.
Oh, tatties. Sure,
I
didn't even know
why. I thought tatties were boobs like as well, so.
Well,
what can I do?
Now I've lost weight.
Yeah. Nice.
Fried eggs.
The biggest fried eggs I've ever seen. Ostrich fried eggs.
I was saying that to my husband. I was like, oh my God, I've lost weight. I've no boobs now. And he's like, come on.
Your husband was into the salon the other day now, dropping in some of the pod equipment. Girls now. Flutters. There was flutters.
Flutters.
Myself from the other end.
Yeah, he's a very nice thing to look at now.
He is. Sexy man.
Didn't I do well?
No, you did. You locked him in early as well. Well done. It's the only way. Lock him in. That was Irish is the sexiest language.
Really?
Yeah. Or the sexiest accent language. Thank God I have notes. I don't even think they help me.
But I was like that on Monday when we were talking to the lovely Alex and Joanna in the Irish Song Society. I was like, words. It was just so hard to get the words out. I think in our jobs, because we talk to people all day and get so much information thrown
through.
Yeah,
that's,
our brains are fried.
Yeah.
Literally fried.
Like your boobs.
Yeah. Sunny side up.
Soft. Except for when they're cryoed.
I'm breaking out Saturday week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I'm going to have my first sip of beverages. The button didn't work, did it?
The button didn't work.
It's not turned up.
Oh.
Press a button.
No, the button didn't work. I'm going to move away from it now.
Yeah.
We
are off to Darabarta's Salt Hill for a birthday party.
Birthday party.
We're going over for a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think it's going to be a slow motion. Like, picture this, ladies and gentlemen. Slow motion, like, drip. I probably have gin or wine or everything. And it'll drip and it'll touch my lip and it'll be like, splash.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up like Father Jack in a field.
Ah!
And I'll be like, this is awesome.
You really will. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the way it's going to be, I think.
You okay? You can hang on here if you want. Yeah, 100%. The salon joys.
I think that's what it's going to be. I'll wake up 4 days later in a field. You were going to kidnap me, so I didn't have to go home.
Yeah.
And put me in a drawer.
Yeah, well, we said we're going to wrap you in pillows, so when you fall over, you just bounce back again.
But I'm not going to fall over, because my tits have got smaller now. I'm not that heavy.
Your booty's still big. That's good.
That
should balance you back, actually. Yeah. I like it. We can grab you by your extensions.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold you up.
Hold me up.
Perfect. By your lovely blonde hair. Other things that are in the news this week that really gets my goat. I'm sure you've all heard of what's been described as the Don't Say Gay Bill over in Florida.
Avoiding the news because I've spent a lot of time crying, so you
were
going to fill me in
now. It's better
off.
Yeah. So Disney workers have staged a walkout over the bill. I'll explain a little bit about it now.
I love Disney.
Yeah, but they were putting support towards money. They were giving money towards Republicans.
No,
yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a whole thing. So Republicans in Florida recently passed what opponents have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill, which limits teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young children in the state.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. On Tuesday, workers at various Disney theme parks and studios staged a walkout in solidarity with the LGBTQIA+ community. I got that right.
Hey,
where's the button
working?
Wait. I got it right. The bill bars instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in U.S. schools from kindergarten through to third grade. So third grade, I had to look it up just to be sure, as ages up to 8 and 9. So it bars anything. So I think what it is, do you know the way you have a book and it's got a girl and a boy in it?
Yeah.
Mary and John. I can't remember what the books were when we were younger. Go up a hill. There can't be a John and John. Or there can't be a Mary and a Mary.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was all came about from Disney putting support into basically funding.
Okay.
Yeah. And what do you call it? Kerry Washington and the Hulk. Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah, the Hulk. Bruce Banner.
As well as numerous Hollywood celebrities voiced their objection.
Good.
And their solidarity with the Disney workers as well.
Well, Disney now need to apologize, put back the money and make a Disney movie about
100%.
John and Mary and Mary.
Yeah, John and John.
Mary and Mary and yeah. They.
That's it. That's I think that's the whole thing with it. It's and oh, it's yeah.
It's upsetting you.
Yeah. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad when you can't talk about it.
But it is.
When you do talk about it.
It is crazy.
The whole thing with America and the sliding backwards is the only way I can subscribe it. Like even when Trump was there.
Yeah, they're kind of retreating and going.
They really are.
Aren't they?
Yeah. For one of these first world countries. I did inverted commas there. And nothing's gotten better since Biden came in, so I don't know what he's...
It's just, I don't know. Everything's just full of awfulness. I can't watch the news anymore. That's why I don't
know
anything about it. It's just been all about Putin and Ukraine, and it's just horrendous. I've had enough. I want to just get off the planet now.
Yeah, we need masks for our ears.
Yeah.
That might be the best thing for us.
We can go back up to Apollo and take the cryo tub to the Mars. The Mars. Not Mars. The Mars.
Take the float.
To the Babbling Brook.
I'm going to have to find that Babbling Brook now.
You did.
Yeah.
So it's all bad news you have for me this week.
I know. I didn't have great news. But no, Amanda Bynes is out of her conservatorship.
That is
good
news.
That's good news. And you know what? Disney workers walking out. That's good news as well.
That is good news.
Yeah.
Good
so there's a lot of solidarity towards everything.
The Hollywood stars are always good for backing.
They are, aren't they? Yeah. They seem to be the most forward thinking, like California and all those kind of states there seem to be the most forward thinking.
Arnie's there, and Arnie's kind of cool.
Yeah, Arnie's cool.
Whiskey and I can't remember the name of his other horse. He has two horses that live at his house and they eat off his plate. It's class.
Stop it.
Yeah, he does.
I love that.
Yeah, Whiskey. I can't remember the other one, but he's two miniature horses that live in his house.
Oh, I think I saw that, all right.
Yeah. Awesome.
He is awesome.
Arnie lives.
Oh, I started watching Eyes of Tammy Faye last night. Did you see that movie come out? It's Jessica Chastain.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. So it's a televangelist who were very popular over in America back in the 80s.
That'd be good.
It's a good film.
Is it?
Yeah. I started to watch it and then, of course, it got to 9:30. I was like,
it's bedtime.
Yeah. So Shane said to me, will we do round two tomorrow then? I said, okay. I toddle off to bed now. But it's a good film, and it just shows the, again, the religious aspect through Middle America.
That
and how,
really
yeah.
What's that on?
Disney Plus.
Oh,
would you believe?
You'll have to send me a text because I'll forget that word later on, that film.
Oh, yeah.
Send me that. I'll watch that later.
Tonight. Will do. She's up for a load of awards for it as well, which is good. Yeah, she is, isn't she?
I watched The Gilded Age.
Shane's watching that.
And it's finished. I'm really upset.
Yeah, yeah.
So upset.
Every time I go home, well, not every time I go home, when I go home, the evening turn on TV, I could just see it's still up.
Yeah, me and Shane. Yeah,
it's lunchtime,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it was 10 years in the making.
Was it?
10 years in the making. And then they're coming back for a second series, but they don't know when they're getting everyone together. And it was amazing to see Miranda.
Yes.
Totally different character.
Yeah.
It was really good. She's
great.
Very shy and retiring and sweet in this.
That's coming back now again, just like
Texas
that.
City.
Yeah, and just like that.
Just like that. But I saw a TikTok last night of someone's like, things are going to happen in Sex and the City. Carrie's going to go digital. There's going to be more Shay. The end.
Yeah, that's it. More,
I wasn't more, it,
more fingering in kitchens.
More fingering in the kitchen. Wow. mask on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
My poor Al Carey was trying to pee into a bottle.
Yeah. I wonder if she... Oh, she was kissing the producer of the podcast in the last episode, so he's going to come on.
Don't know if I've seen the last episode.
I did. She fucked big over the bridge and then kissed your man, the producer of the podcast.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the tall, handsome man.
Yeah.
The tall, handsome man.
Yeah, so, the sexy one with the grey hair.
Yes, yeah. Ah.
And where... Like, oh, I know Stanford. Poor Stanford. God bless him. But he wasn't in any... He was in one episode. I thought they didn't address...
No, not at all.
...where he was. They just kind of carried on.
Did they say he went to Europe and then he disappeared, like...
I don't even remember them even saying that. He just kind of disappeared. Whereas, like, spoiler alert, in Peaky Blinders, they addressed the whole issue of Hell of a Rory.
Oh, did they?
They did, in a very nice way. But
yeah.
Sex and the City, Stanford was just kind of, like, washed over.
Just gone, like...
Baking his bread, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, with the men with the sexy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Hot fellas? No.
Hot buns? No.
No, it wasn't hot. We could... Shush, don't tell them our business idea.
Oh, yeah.
With fried eggs.
Ostrich eggs. Oh, yeah, just like that, I didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
How long was I holding on to that? I don't know. I see if I could do one button before we go.
Yeah, do. Very excited. Move it over.
I keep on doing the wrong way.
Turn it up. Let's see, what are we going to have? I'm so impressed with that.
I love it. And that's the last one. So that's what you're going to hear a lot of now for the next 15
hours. Poor Shane was like, this is how you do it. Did you have it turned up? No.
Sure, we forget these things.
Yeah.
We're silly sausages.
We are silly sausages.
I'm up in Dublin on Monday.
Doing
a little bit of training with Aaron Cole. Products for the salon. Myself and Ashton Kenny are going up for the day, have a lovely lunch in the Devlin, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then off to the Savoy Cinema for a bit of chat about
using
it, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's kind of cool.
They just wanted to use somewhere that wasn't their academy, so it's the Alpha Parf Academy. They didn't want to use somewhere that was, the Expert Academy. They want to use somewhere a little bit different for
that's
their training.
Cool.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It's
isn't
very
it?
Retro.
Yeah.
Like popcorns and stuff.
No, I don't know what it'll be.
Be nice.
Just a couple of hours talking about myself. I have to learn all my words.
You better rest then on Sunday.
Oh, I'll rest my voice.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
I am having my mummy come and stay with me.
Mother.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh.
Brian is going to a birthday party in Kilkenny and I'm not going because I'm working.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, so mum's coming to stay. So
Mother.
We're going to go walking and drink some Lucas 8 Zero because that's how I roll now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to Shane's parents' house, so that's okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Must rob by flowers for Mother.
We better hop over to the old flowers.ie across the
road.
And on that note, babes, let's make me a blonde whore.
Don't know why I would do that again.
Yeah. It's coffee.
I got a burp.
Fat Tony's coffee, Badger and Dodo is awesome.
It really is. And we're nearly, I thought we were nearly back to having our coffees up at the salon again, tease the coffees. But if the masters were back, there's no point in us getting it in yet.
Yeah.
So we will be coffee soon, hopefully. Coffees and magazines, bring them back.
Yeah, you kind of miss the old magazines.
You really do. Yeah. I have my collection at the back out there. Joe, when the sun shines in, you see all the dust. It's awful.
Yeah, he's just here cleaning.
Yeah, just wiping things with my fingers
the
whole
time.
Oh,
the girls are walking out of the salon.
Look at him.
On that note, guys, have a fantastic week. We love you lots. We're in Apollo next week.
Oh, yes, I'm super excited for that. We're going to be talking to Logic.
Logic.
Yeah.
Such a cool name.
Such a cool dude. Yeah, he really is.
So we're going to be talking everything wellness, floating, cryotherapy, sunbeds. Some people might like them. I kind of like them at the minute.
I go on the low bulb, you go on the high bulb.
High voltage.
High voltage.
The shit that pops into my head.
I know, yeah. That's what I have to listen to. That's why I share with G.
Yeah.
It's the only way. Have a fantastic Mother's Day.
Yeah.
No, I hope you had a fantastic Mother's Day because this is a pre-record.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
That's all the animal mummies as well, because now that I have Otis, I understand the obsession.
Yes, so Rufus and Otis should make us breakfast in bed and get us flowers.
That'd be lovely. He'd just eat my face in the morning.
Yeah, I'm totally
going to
get a butt in the face.
Yeah. There we go. That's it. Otis's balls are dropping lower and lower, so every time he backs into you, you're just getting like two black eyes.
He's the one that's sweeping the salad.
Yeah, that's it. He went downstairs and hoovered Fat Tony's early run.
He did.
It was great.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Someone broke Henry.
Yeah.
You're not pointing fingers. I know who did it.
Yeah. Our Henry's emotional, and then Shane said we got the shit one.
And make them suck up all the dirt with their mouths.
Suck it. Yeah. Suck it. Why am I drinking my coffee? I'll burp again. All right.
We love you guys. Have a fantastic week.
It's been emotional. Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy Monday.